Hi everyone, this is Meredith.
And this is Jasper.
And we are here with module 3 of the Fast and Focused Marketing Plan. And this is where we finally dig into the meat of the matter. We are going to be identifying your number one marketing goal.
And by number one, we mean one marketing goal, not several. So Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said, things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least.
Which is, again, one of those things that is so much easier said than done, isn't it, Jasper?
It is.
I mean, I feel like, you know, there are things that are very important that I do, but that always gets subsumed in all of the little details. The texts from my daughter saying, oh, I forgot my tennis shoes. Or whatever. And then that becomes the emergency when I was really working on something that could have moved my business or my life forward. So this is something that I personally am working
on. Yeah, and this really ties into a lot of what we were talking about in the first module, which is because there are so many sort of free and easy tools to use out there, you can easily swamp yourself with trying to do them all. And that's exactly what he was talking about there.
And, you know, I'm guessing that your business has several marketing goals, like more than just one. And you're like, but Meredith, if I don't do this and this and this and this and this, then that will happen or whatever.
Or that won't happen.
And so, but for the purpose of focusing and maximizing your marketing efforts, because as we said, the river's on the bank, right? You need to narrow it down to the goal that is the most important to you right now.
Yeah, because you may have ones which are fairly important, but you know they can be done later when you've got this one out of the way.
So here's the other thing, though. And this is what somebody who was really wise said to me back, I guess, when I was the mother of a toddler and I was feeling like I wasn't making much progress in non-parenting parts of my life. And they said, you know, Meredith, you can have everything you want in life. You just can't have it all at the same time. And so there's no need that, you know, you're going to pick a goal, and we're not saying that you have to focus on that goal for the rest of your life, that you never may have another goal. You will always be focusing on one thing. That's not what we're saying. It's just that if you focus on one thing at a time as your main objective, everything else becomes much more clear, and you have a lot more time because you're not in your head bouncing between two masters.
Yeah, and if you're focusing on two different things at the same time, then you're multitasking, and we've already talked about the ills of multitasking.
So the other nice thing about working on one goal is that you're likely to actually achieve the goal. And so then you're ready to move on to the next goal. So you actually can get more goals achieved by doing them one at a time than 17 at a time, which is how I typically tend to operate.
Well, and the word is focus.
Focus. Yes, Jasper, focus. So how to choose your top goal? So the best way to narrow down and find your top goal is to consider the biggest marketing challenge you're facing right now. So what is the one pressing problem that if you resolved it, you would sleep better at night, your business would work better. You know, if you had a fairy godmother, she could wave a wand and something would change and go, what would it be, you know, that would change for you? For a lot of people, it's sales, because, you know, current customers aren't aware of all the different things that you sell. And that's been a problem. I mean, that's a problem I see with clients. That's a problem that we've had from time to time. The people actually say, you know, you are awesome. You are funny. I think you're an amazing person. I have no clue what you do. And that is definitely a sales problem if people don't know what your products are. You're not seeing as many repeat customers as you'd like. So people buy from you and then they disappear into the forest and you never see them again. Your conversion rate's not very good. You're having a lot of phone calls with people. You're doing the networking. You're taking your whole city out to coffee one by one, and none of them are becoming a client.
Yeah. So for instance, you know, sales is often done around sort of the number 10. So I have to make 10 calls in order to get 2 sales, for instance. So if you see that suddenly dropping down to only 1 in 10, then you know there's a problem there somewhere.
And another thing is sometimes people don't have enough products. So if the only product you have is a $10,000 VIP day and you are just starting your business, we recommend people selling things one-on-one and we recommend selling products that really have value. But if you only have one product, you aren't going to sell as many products. So maybe a goal for you would be to create another product that you could use as a downsell. Or if you only have inexpensive little products and you want to be the queen of the $7 ebook, maybe you ought to consider a coaching program so that you can sell some more expensive products too, so people have a way to work with you more deeply. So if sales isn't the issue, then even before sales, you need to have lead generation. So you need to be able to get leads to you to talk to them, or to get to a sales page, or to even be able to buy something. And so if you have an issue with lead generation, some things that might be true in your business are that you don't have a steady flow of leads. So you're not even having those phone calls.
Yeah, that's right. So it's the phone calls which are the sales, but in order to generate those calls, that's the lead generation. So if that is your problem, then that's the thing to focus on in this one goal.
Your income is unpredictable. So you are on that infamous cash flow roller coaster. So sometimes you have amazing months and you're like, I had my first five-figure month. And then you have a zero-figure month for the next 3 months because you're so busy focusing on that one client that you don't work on other clients. Or you're relying too much on one source for leads.
Yeah, we see this a lot with coaches especially. So what happens is, you know, they sign up a bunch of people. So they're so busy working with those clients that they're not actually doing any marketing. And then, of course, those coaching clients come to an end. And then suddenly they've got no leads. So that's where the whole cash flow roller coaster really is most stark.
So. Or the other thing is that you have a really leaky funnel. So you have people, you have this amazing lead magnet that everybody wants, this lead magnet. But then like there's nothing behind it. And so you don't ever get to the phone call or the sales page part of the conversation. They just do the lead magnet and then they're all gone. Or I was working on a really big campaign for a client and there was one message. The subject line was literally, I'm going to hunt you down. And like the unsubscribe rate on that message, people were scared. You know, they were unsubscribing. And that was like affecting the overall like ability of the launch to succeed because there was that one giant leak in the funnel. So that might be another goal for you to have in lead generation, is to plug up some of those funnel-y leaks.
Yeah, and then maybe, for example, maybe you're giving too much in your freebie, so they can just download that for free or just by giving their email address, and then they don't need
anything else. Then they don't feel like, yeah, there's another problem. So that's another thing is don't ever solve your main problem, solve ancillary problems. So if you're a sales coach, talk to people about lead generation because you can help them with the lead generation, and then they need someone to help them with sales. If you're a lead gen person, talk about sales because you're like, oh, this person gave me great sales hints. Now I need to get more people to talk to. Another one is that people don't even know who you are. There's no brand awareness. Like people just don't know who you are. So there isn't any traffic to your site. You know, when you go and look at your Google Analytics and it says 3 people visited your site last week, and you just kind of know who they are.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people make the mistake of thinking of brand awareness as like their colors on their logo and how their website looks, when it's actually much more to do with your story and about who you are.
Right, and another way to tell is if you know everyone on your social media, like you can go to your Twitter and it says that you have 50 followers and you know every single one of those people. That's probably a sign that you need to work on your brand awareness a little bit. Or like nobody really knows who you are in the market. You don't have to be a superstar, but once you've sort of been around for a bit and people start to kind of recognize you, opportunities will come to you.
Yeah, so, and again, traffic, you know, you may not be getting enough traffic because people don't know who you are and what you do. And of course, the traffic leads to lead generation, and the lead generation leads to sales. So, you know, they all interact together and they're all important. But if you have a particular problem you need to solve, it's usually on one of those things. So understanding which one that you need to concentrate on now is really the step of this whole section of the course.
Right. So what you want to start with is having a big cup of coffee and, you know, going to a coffee shop, putting on your favorite music, and just writing down every single marketing goal that you can think of, all of them. Just get them all out. And then you need to sort of prioritize it and go, okay, this one is the most important for me to do right at this moment. That doesn't mean that the rest of them can't be goals in waiting. So I'm going to work on this for 3 months. I'm going to nail my sales script and process. And I'm going to get that down so that when I work on lead generation the next month, I'll be more likely to close those sales. So that's how people come up with a longer term plan, is by chaining all of those 3 month goals together.
Yeah. And so there's very much a sort of chronological step-by-step process to this, because obviously you can't do the sales bit without the lead generation, and you can't do the lead generation bit without the traffic. So which is it that is causing the most problem now? So for instance, you know, if you're getting the leads, but you're not converting them, then obviously the problem is the sales. So which is it for you?
Right. And you want to start with the one that's the most painful, because sometimes, you know, I would say if you're just starting your business, your brand awareness does not have to be huge. You'll be creating that as you do your lead generation. So some things come hand in hand like that.
That's true.
And so if you're starting at the very, very, very beginning, lead generation and sales,
yeah,
are probably going to be where you hang out. All right, so now you know, you have your big old list of goals and you have it in priority. So now we're gonna set it up. A good goal is well-defined and focused. So really amorphous goals like get more leads is probably not really what you want. Mm-hmm. You wanna see something more like generate a consistent stream of 3 leads per week that result in 2 sales conversations per month. Well, that is very measurable, and you can check that puppy off, and you can definitely know whether you've achieved it or not.
But you do need to make it a realistic goal. So, you know, don't say, I'm going to get 50 leads this month and talk to 30 people when there's absolutely no hope of achieving that, because otherwise, you know, you're setting yourself up for a fail.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people do that, actually. A lot of people get really caught up in this whole, I'm going to reach that six-figure mark in 2 months, because somebody, they saw someone on Facebook, it's usually these ladies in these evening gowns, you know, oh, I had this horrible life, and now look at me. I learned how to coach and learned how to conquer my mindset, and so now I'm making 6 figures. Well, it took them 5 years.
And they have a team of people helping them.
And they have a huge team of people helping them. You know, like you have this image of two boys in a garage working, yeah, on this stuff, and there's, you know, a huge company behind it. So make your goals realistic and a little bit of a stretch, but not too big of a stretch. So guess what your homework is for this section, Jasper?
Oh, I can't guess.
Your homework is to spend the time doing the brainstorming, and then to come up with your number one marketing goal.
And your number one and only one marketing goal.
So this homework seems like it's easy, but it will probably take you the most time of any of the modules, because you really need to think it through and come up with something that, I mean, you're not married to it forever, but you are temporarily married to it for 3 months. So choose wisely. And then in the next module, we are going to talk about how to choose the strategy that you are going to use, the tool that you're going to pull out of your tool belt to achieve this well thought out goal that you've set.